You can feel John Pastor's admiration for wetland plants as he guides us through his research site.
And then you see a number of different shrubs. This is Labrador tea. These are leather leaf. This is bog rosemary, the nice pink flowers that's flowering now. Oh, and then there are these things over here that are a kind of a sedge, areophorum.
We're surrounded by tubs about the size of a child's inflatable swimming pool. In the tubs are two kinds of peatlands, mini ecosystems, that were dug up in the winter 4 years ago and trucked to this research area just north of Duluth. Pastor, who teaches at the University of Minnesota Duluth, and his research partner Scott Bridgham from Notre Dame are simulating global warming to see how these peatlands will respond. To do that, they've placed heat lamps over some of the tubs, warming them 24 hours a day. Others are a control group.
A bunch of different variables. There's a little computer in here that is getting data from these sensor heads. And one of the things
technicians are using sophisticated equipment to measure the infrared radiation coming into the tubs, along with the precise amounts of nutrients, water, and carbon the plants are using.
And we also look at changes in every species in terms of growth and cover, and we've done that since 1994. So we have looking at all the different components of the ecosystem in these different peatlands to see how they'll change due to climate over multiple years.
Bridgham and Pastor are especially concerned about the delicate balance between plants and carbon dioxide. They think these rich wetlands could create a global warming feedback loop. Although peatlands only occupy about 4% of the land surface of the Earth, in the northern Great Lakes region, they're an important part of the landscape, and worldwide, they've accumulated about one-third of the world's soil carbon pool.
And there's a real concern that the soil carbon will be oxidized as carbon dioxide and methane, and that the effect will be to make the climate change effects much worse than just by the greenhouse gases added by man.
Most scientists expect the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere to double in the next 50 years, but they don't know much about what that might mean for the plants or for the rest of us. So far, in the artificially warmed peatlands, a relatively rare grass is beating out the more common ones. That was a surprise to Pastor.
Global warming is certainly going to lead to extinction of certain species, but it may be the more common species that become rare and extinct, and the rare species become more common. And none of this was predictable before we started doing this experiment because we just didn't know anything about these species and how they respond to these things.
But the news isn't all bad. Global warming may offer some positive economic opportunities.
We have wild cranberries in these plots, and the cranberries seem to grow better with increased heat so long as the water table is kept high. And cranberry growing is not at all an industry in northern Minnesota right now. It's down in Wisconsin. But there's something that is potentially a future industry, and so we could use the data from here to guide other kinds of uses of peatlands, you know, so that people don't run into unemployment here.
At the same time they're gathering information about what actually happens in the field, Pastor and Bridgham are designing a model to predict how peatlands would respond to various possible long-term changes in temperature, moisture, and nutrient levels. As time goes on, they'll test their model against changes in their mini ecosystems. They hope the model will be helpful to policymakers who want more specific answers to questions about global warming.
The impacts could be vast, and we're learning about what the impacts could be on peatlands, but there are many other kinds of ecosystems too. The entire globe is a functioning ecosystem, and we only have one globe. We're doing this experiment. We're changing climate, and we will know eventually what the effect of climate is on ecosystems because we're doing the experiment.
The research is now in its fifth year and will continue for at least four more years. The National Science Foundation is funding the peatland study and several others in different ecosystems around the country. The information they uncover could offer a progress report and a detailed forecast for global warming. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth, Minnesota.